Good morning. Zechariah chapter 11, verse 12 and 13. Then I said to them, "If it is agreeable to you, give me my wages, and if not, refrain." So they weighed out for my wages 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said to me, "Throw it to the potter, that princely price they set on me." So they took the 30 pieces of silver and threw them into the house of the Lord for the potter. These verses foretell the heinous ingratitude that the Jewish people would show to their Savior God, their good shepherd, when he came into the world. He came to feed his flock with grace. He spoke the truth with an authority they recognized as no one before him. He performed compassionate works that revealed he was the Lord from heaven. And yet, they set on him the price of 30 pieces of silver. The price that was stipulated to be paid for a slave that had been accidentally killed. They set on their God and Savior the price of a slave to be used and abused as they pleased. And the Lord Jehovah says, "Cast this princely price to the potter," in absolute loathing of their attitude. This is obviously an urgent call for you and I to appreciate the work of our Savior. But notice how it also demonstrates in an interesting way that infinite value that he has for us. These verses, for example, appear to have a contradiction in them. How can money be thrown into the house of the Lord and yet be thrown to a potter? And you may remember that there is also another apparent contradiction. For in Matthew 27, when we're told that this prophecy was fulfilled, the Holy Spirit causes Matthew to write that this was the fulfillment of the prophet Jeremiah. And yet we're reading from Zechariah. How do these things become clear? If we look at that prophecy, we see that indeed the fulfillment was a fulfillment of a prophecy by Jeremiah. He'd foretold that the humiliation of the servant of the Lord, Israel, in connection with the Babylonian captivity, would actually assure them of hope. That through that very humiliation, they would be restored to once again buy land and fields. And he was thus foretelling how they and we can also be assured of hope, that through the very humiliation of the greater servant of the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, we are assured of hope. We are restored, not to a physical Palestine, but to the promised paradise of God. And so, the Holy Spirit, in that fulfillment of Jeremiah's prophecy, also ties in two details that were foretold by Zechariah 100 years later. That the price paid for the field would be 30 pieces of silver, and that it would be paid to a potter. Look at how all of these details come together. The Lord so controls all history that every detail of overlapping prophecies is exactly fulfilled. And so it was that the Jewish leaders paid 30 pieces of silver for Judas to betray Jesus. Judas, in his despair, took those 30 pieces of silver and threw them into the temple. And the priests, not wanting to be tainted with the blood money they themselves had given, picked them up and paid them to a potter for the potter's field. Every detail fulfilled, so that you and I can see how also in our life, though we are in the midst of humiliation, connection with our faith in Christ, the humiliation of this world, yet that very humiliation assures us of hope and restoration in Jesus Christ. For He became the slave, sold into death for you and me. We are by nature slaves of sin, deserving death. But He took our place. He took your place. And He paid the price, so that your sins are forgiven, your souls redeemed. And therefore the question comes to you: what price are you setting on your Savior God? Is it such a princely price that the Lord in loathing will say of your life, cast it to the potter? Or will you, with the power of the Spirit, give Him your heart? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 172, stanzas 1 and 5.